The juvenile and his lawyer participated in the hearing via telephone conference. Because the defendant is a minor, KPCW declines to identify them by name. The case involves the deaths of two Park City eighth graders who overdosed on the synthetic opioid known as Pink. They died within 2 days of each other. The hearing was for two motions by the defense counsel. First, they submitted a motion for a bill of particulars, asking how the county prosecution intends to proceed in charging the defendant for the distribution of the synthetic opioid substance U47700, which at the time was not illegal. The second motion filed was asking the court to dismiss charges against the defendant. Both motions will receive a reply from the Chief County Prosecutor Patricia Cassell in a February 17th court date. The juvenile defendant has not made a physical court appearance in the case. He remains in state custody and, according to his attorney, is participating in treatment and school. Summit County District Attorney Cassell asked the court be informed if the juvenile is released from state custody and that he remain in the direct and constant supervision of a parent. The judge ordered the court be notified if the defendant is released. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.